New advent in telecommunications. Hello.
Hey, Cameron, how you doing?
Hey.
How's life?
Life is grand. How about you guys?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Good. Over in the West Coast.
Very nice. It's raining.
Raining? Oh, we got about 82 degrees, sunny, slight breeze.
So it could be a muddy track on Sunday.
Well, you make sure you guys get some sun out there before we come.
Okay, what happens for your game if it is a messy track?
Change your cleats and keep everything else the same.
What do you see from Colin Kaepernick, and does he remind you of any other quarterbacks you've faced over your career?
Well, we've faced a few runners even here, you know, guys who are mobile in the past couple of weeks even. You know, guys who can, you know, get out there and also run the ball not as well as they can throw it. And, you know, having a quarterback that can do, you know, both things and challenge your defense in both ways, you know, that definitely presents a problem. But, I mean, I think that's one of the things that we've been, you know, pretty good at over the past couple weeks is making sure everybody stays on their keys and is where they're supposed to be to keep guys like that contained.
Are you the spy on some of those plays?
I'm always a spy. What do you mean? Every play, I'm a spy. That's my job title. Wherever the quarterback is, you got to get there.
We all saw the Redskins Giants game the other day, and you know, RG3 was so good at getting out of the pocket, and it seemed to fool the Giants defensive end quite a bit. I mean, is that difficult for the defensive end to read from play to play?
Well, there are plays that I know certain teams have, you know, schemed up where they you know, they kind of read the end to make sure he's wrong, so to speak. You know, if he's down the line, then obviously you're going to keep the ball and run around the edge. And if you have a quarterback that can do something like that, you know, that's going to hurt your defense. And at the same time, if you're a defensive end, you're standing out there kind of waiting on it. They hand that ball off, and that running back is up inside, and he's still running. So, you know, you got to play your key. And if your job is to stay on the quarterback, you got to do it and make sure that whoever has the running back or has the other play or the option or whatever the situation is, you know, you have to trust that guy is going to do that, because if you try to do both in this league, you know, they're going to make you wrong and hurt you. So you got to just read your keys and trust in the guys around you.
Can you kind of play a cat and mouse game of showing one thing and doing the other?
Well, that's the game inside the game, because I think you know, any good competitor is obviously going to do that. You don't want to, I mean, you want to make plays at the end. You don't want to say, you know what, I'm going to take this away and make sure you do the other thing. You know, sometimes I want to make sure you do what I want you to do so I can get it on the ball. But obviously, you flip the side of that coin and say, this as a lot, you know, running back or a quarterback, I'm going to play that game with you as well. So, you know, like I said, it's a game within a game, and then you got to make sure you play it better than the other guy.
Hey, Cameron, when you were talking about how you face these other quarterbacks who can run as well as they pass, which ones are you talking about?
Well, you know, we've had a couple guys who are, you know, maybe not your just breakout run guys, but guys who can move around in the pocket just enough to deliver the ball, or, you know, maybe just, you know, step side and get the ball to the screen guy or whoever it may be. You know, obviously, we just came from off a game with Seattle when we had a guy who was doing that. Obviously, a couple weeks ago, Andrew Luck was a guy who could do a little bit of both. I mean, it's just like I said, it's kind of week in and week out. It's always going to be another challenge for your defense. And I think, you know, we love to play the game that way. And you know, it definitely presents a problem and a challenge. But, I mean, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, right?
Looks like Jonathan Martin, I guess, is going to slide over to left tackle. I mean, can you assess what he's been like as a rookie, just from going up, you know, getting him in practice, or just what you've seen on game days?
Well, yeah, definitely probably a guy that I go against head to head more, you know, than anybody else on the roster is that guy. So I know, you know, watching him, you know, literally from the day he got here, you know, mature and grow in this game, you know, his play like a veteran. You know, we don't have any rookies anymore. That's what we always talk about. We're always around this facility. There's no more rookies. You know, you've been playing, you got to go out there, you got to step up. And even guys who quote unquote aren't starting, I mean, you're one shoelace away from being in there and live bullets. So him, you know, like I said, from the day he got down here, you know, watching him mature and get out there and play the game the way he's been playing, working hard, staying extra, you know, even him and I after practice, you know, kind of working on things. Hey, you know what? This week I got a guy who's good at the spin move. Why don't, you know, we work on that together? And then maybe I'd say, hey, I got a guy who's an outside puncher. You know, help me out with that. And kind of working off each other so that come Sunday, both of our jobs are a little easier.
What differentiates Joe Staley as an offensive lineman?
Well, you know what? It's I like to look at the guys who you know work hard. You know, they always present you know challenges for defenders. You know, work hard, do play to the whistle. You know, being able to be that second effort, that's always usually a trait that's going to make them you know a step ahead of the game. And you know, like I said, that's always a good trait to have as well.
Are you proud of how your Nittany Lions played this year and how they've reacted?
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less, you know. You know, that's the, I guess, the essence of being a Nittany Lion, that blue-collar, hard-working, no-iron team, you know, kind of guys. And that's the kind of guys that have always been around that program, and I would assume would always be around that program. So I think a lot of other guys outside of that network are probably surprised and look at that as a grand accomplishment. But I think anybody who has that blue and white in their blood, you know, wouldn't expect anything less.
Well, going back to your CFL days, do you think looking back at that experience helped you because that's such a big passing league and just a lot of opportunities to rush the passer?
I think not only that, obviously that, I mean, a couple other things, that being a yard off the ball, the field's bigger, you only have, you know, two down, so to speak, rather than three down here in the, you know, the, what they call it, down below the border. But I think it's just that opportunity to get back on the field. And I guess everybody always talks about having that chip on your shoulder. You know, I had to deal with a lot of that when I came down here. People thinking, you know, you're from the CFL, you're a bum. I mean, they don't say it in so many words. They kind of give you that, yeah, you're just from the CFL. And how good can you really be? And kind of having to prove myself over and over again. And now, you know, I think people are kind of starting to recognize, hey, you know what, CFL, arena, NFL, whatever, this guy can play ball, and you know he's a force to be reckoned with.
Do you still follow the CFL at all? I know you're probably busy with what you do now, but do you
actually? I do chances? Actually. One of my best buddies, my good friends, Ricky Foley, he was actually on the Jets for a little while. He plays for the Toronto Argonauts. They just played in the Grey Cup and they won, and he got the Canadian MVP of the game. So I still keep up with a lot of that stuff, you know, in my free time. You know, a lot of guys who I play with are still up there playing, and you know, it's good to keep in touch. You know, where kind of reborn into this game.
Getting back to Martin real quick, do you have a sense, you know, what type of rusher he's going to be facing in Alden Smith? I mean, have you seen enough of Alden to give him maybe a little bit of a scouting report on what he likes to do?
Well, you know, it's funny, actually, I don't get to watch as much defensive tape as I do offensive. Usually, most offenses that we're playing, I can tell you most everything about the guys, but that's kind of where he comes in. You know, when we're out there on the practice field, I'm asking, hey, what we got this week? And he'll tell me, hey, you know, speed to power, or upfield rush, or inside count. I mean, whatever kind of guy he's facing this week, and, you know, that's something that we definitely get together and do, you know, week in and week out. So that's his kind of area of expertise. To kind of study defensive guys, and I do the same thing, vice versa.
You mentioned you know, his work ethic and everything, but what kind of was his skill set coming in? I mean, were you impressed, I guess, just you know when he arrived, you know, as far as his physical talent?
Well, yeah, he's obviously a big man. He's athletic. I don't know how many guys are Stanford guys, but this guy is obviously a smart guy coming in. And obviously the first couple of weeks, rookie, you know, you had to show him the ropes a little bit. Show him, hey, you know what? I don't care what round you're in. This is the big leagues. I have to show you what I can do a little bit. But now, you know, it's less of a competitive edge. It's from as far as we're working together, trying to make each other better. And I think that's kind of where I think that whole dynamic helps both of us on Sunday because, you know, I'm mimicking his guy, he's mimicking my guy, and I think at the end of the day, like I said, that's going to help our team overall.
I think that's it. Thanks, Cameron.
Thanks, Cameron.
Man, easy breezy. One take.
See you all right. Thanks.